Chapter 10. The Fire. At 10 o'clock in the morning, somebody knocked on the door. It was Mr. Jackson, the estate agent, and a lawyer. Aunt Sarah's window was open upstairs. She was listening to the conversation.
"Good morning," said the lawyer. "I've got the legal documents for the sale of the house." "Come inside," said Clive. "We'll talk in the living room."
Aunt Sarah was very worried.
"Those people want to buy my house," she said. "Oh, why did I agree to sell it? I don't want to leave. Finnegan, where are you? I need your help."
She went into Brian's bedroom and opened the cupboard door. At the back of the cupboard, there was a small door. Aunt Sarah opened the door, took a candle, and went into a secret passage. This was her secret place, and she was happy there. She was trembling as she lit the candle, and it fell from her hand. It started a fire in the passage. Sarah looked at the flames, but couldn't move. She was hypnotized by the fire. Brian entered his bedroom and could smell smoke immediately. What was happening? The smell wasn't outside his room, it was inside. Smoke was coming from under the cupboard door. He opened the cupboard and looked carefully. To his surprise, there was another door at the back of the cupboard. Brian opened it and saw the secret passage. Brian heard coughing. It was Aunt Sarah.
"Don't worry, I'm coming, Aunt Sarah," he shouted.
He put a towel over his face and went into the passage. It was full of smoke, but there wasn't any fire. There was a wet blanket and a candle on the ground. He saw a green jacket. It was burnt.
"I know this jacket," thought Brian. "It belongs to Finnegan."
Soon Brian came to a small room at the end of the passage. Aunt Sarah was in the room. Her face and hands were black with smoke, and her clothes were burnt.
"Are you okay, Aunt Sarah?" asked Brian.
"Oh, yes, I'm fine," said Sarah. "I'm so sorry, dear. I nearly burnt the house down again."
"What happened?" asked Brian.
"I was in the passage and the candle fell from my hand," said Sarah. "A fire started and I couldn't move. But Finnegan arrived in time to save me. Dear Finnegan, he always knows when I'm in trouble. He brought a wet blanket and extinguished the fire. He's a wonderful friend."
There were a lot of paintings in the small room. They were views of the island from the house. A small man with a grey beard and a green jacket appeared in some of the paintings.
"That's Finnegan," said Brian. "Did you paint these, Aunt Sarah?"
"Yes, I did," said Sarah proudly. "Do you like them?"
"They're incredible," said Brian. "You must show them to Dad. He buys and sells paintings."
Clive and Mary were in the living room with Mr. Jackson, the lawyer, and the estate agent.
"I'm sorry, but we decided not to sell the house to you," Clive said.
Mr. Jackson was very angry.
"But you can't do that. You must sell," he said. "A promise is a promise." "But we didn't promise you anything," said Clive. "The islanders don't want tourists on Kilmarney Island. You heard them yesterday in the pub. We can't sell the house to you."
Mr. Jackson's face was very red. He took his hat and coat and walked out of the house angrily. The estate agent and the lawyer followed him.